Welcome. You are now listening to the Reporting Accounts podcast. We are leading UK business intelligence, offering both free and paid insights into the accounts of more than 4.8 million UK companies. Our podcasts cover news and events from the UK financial markets and community and much more. Visit our website at www.reportingaccounts.com. And now over to your host for today's podcast, Adrian Lawrence, our resident in-house finance professional.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast from Reporting Accounts. Today I'm talking about the exchange rate between the British pound and foreign currencies. Over the last couple of days, the pound has hit its highest level in almost 3 years. There's a couple of factors behind that. The first one is Brexit reached a conclusion at least before Christmas, which lifted a long-term piece of uncertainty from the market. But also the UK's vaccination programme has been going ahead at a rapid rate. The UK has now vaccinated over 15 million people as of the 16th of February, which is one of the highest percentages of the population in the world. What's been happening is over 70s have been vaccinated, and now the over 65s are into the vaccination programme as well. As the more vulnerable people in society receive the vaccine, the chances of COVID infections greatly reduce. The burden on the health service is falling quickly, and basically there's good optimism that the country will be able to get out of the lockdown. At the moment, the hospitality sector, leisure sector and the retail sector, other than essential shops, are all closed, and really there's a good optimism that that is shortly going to change. And the UK economy, though badly hit, appears to be emerging from the COVID crisis earlier than the EU one, who are having difficulties with their vaccine rollout. They're much further behind than the UK is. So there's a good level of optimism. Sterling rose above £1 to $1.39, which is its highest level since April 2018. And investors are suggesting the exchange rate will return to the long-term average, which is around 1.45 to 1.5 to the dollar. The pound has also moved up against the euro. It was trading at €1.14 yesterday, which is up from around 1.1 over the last month or so. So in general, some real optimism, which is positive. The UK stock market has also moved up strongly, as the anticipation is that business will gradually return to normal, or return to normal faster than previously expected. So overall, a good news story today. To learn more about Reporting Accounts, please visit our website, which can be found at www.reportingaccounts.com, where we have information and insights covering more than 4.8 million companies.